we get down in the weeds on this sometimes. Here's the big picture. The bargain that was made in the 1980s, Senator Dole was very much part of this, and it was, in my view at least, the right thing then. In a country that was increasingly urbanizing, and you had fewer and fewer Americans living on the farm and drawing their living directly from agriculture compared with, you know, what had been in prior decades in our country, they made the bargain of pairing food assistance with production agriculture programs, and that became the Farm Bill. What's happened is that over the 40 years since then, the food assistance component has become by far the largest piece in the Farm Bill. It's the most expensive. That's SNAP, former food stamps, some of the related programs. And so, you know, the dynamics of that coalition, which was urban votes that disproportionately rely on food assistance, rural votes that disproportionately rely on the production agriculture pieces, you can get the bargain done and move ahead. The bargain has shifted a little bit because of the shift in how much money goes to the food assistance piece versus the other. Now, I'm not saying that's fatal. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's a different dynamic.